Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Tuesday and happy Mario Day. Have you ever played a Mario game or seen one of the movies? Super Mario Brothers first came out when I was a kid, and I can remember spending hours on my original Nintendo trying to run and jump my way to rescue Princess Peach. While I enjoyed playing, I wasn't very good. I was constantly falling in pits or getting hit by bad guys and having to start over. Sometimes I'd have one of those big feelings we talked about yesterday, and I'd get so frustrated that my parents made me take a break. But one of the great things about the game was that whenever I returned to play again, Mario was ready and waiting. It didn't matter that I was likely going to get him eaten by the giant Venus flytrap that pops out of a pipe. Mario had a princess to save and a whole bunch of sidekicks to adventure with. Of course, it was just a game. Mario wasn't real, and he had no memory of how bad I was. But his cheerful persistence certainly felt like patience. He was going to hang in there with me, no matter how long it took. And you know what? I have people in my life just like that. But real people. People who do know both my strengths and my weaknesses. People who have seen me when I'm not at my best. And yet, because they love me, they too are patient with me and committed to walking alongside of me in real life. Do you have anyone in your life who shows their kindness through their patience? Someone who forgives you when you make mistakes and sticks with you no matter what? Why don't you take a few moments to name and give thanks for those people? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I'm really curious what kinds of people you named. Some of you may have named a family member. Maybe you named a teacher or a coach. And maybe you have a friend and the two of you are just like Mario and Luigi, ready to face whatever comes your way together. Since today is Tuesday, it means it's also Gratitudesday. That's our weekly mini holiday where we identify someone we're grateful for and find a way to let them know before the end of the week. Some of the people you just named would be great choices. I imagine that it would mean a lot to them to know that you recognize and appreciate their patience and kindness. If it's been a while since you said, "Thank you for always being there for me," I encourage you to do it this week. And in that way, celebrating Gratitudesday is its own form of being kind, which is our theme for the week. Before we close this morning, let's take a few moments to practice one of our core disciplines, setting intentions. To build on our themes for today and this week, why don't you take a moment and picture what it would look like for you to be patient and kind today? Who are you likely to see at school or work, and how can you treat them? Are there things that are likely to happen that can be annoying, like sitting in traffic or waiting in line at the cafeteria? What might it look like if you decided ahead of time to be extra patient in these situations today? You don't need to share anything out loud. Just take a few moments to think through how you might be patient and kind today. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the people in our lives who lovingly walk alongside of us each day. May we honor their patience and kindness by showing our gratitude to them or by following their example with the people we encounter today. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.